sing it again while I get these requests straightened out up here. Brother Doug, could you come here a minute? I'm not sure of which of these have been taken, which have. Just go ahead and sing, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow." God, I'm glad that He lives, aren't you? Because He lives, I accept all the days that lie before us because He lives. I'm so glad that He didn't just only rise from the dead nearly 2,000 years ago, but I'm glad that He's alive today. I'm glad that He's not somewhere, alive somewhere, and I don't know where He is, but He's alive and He lives within my heart this morning. Praise His wonderful name. Even as in the early part of the book of Acts, it said he showed Himself alive by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and spoke to them of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Not only did He show Himself alive in that day, but He is showing Himself alive in the midst of His people this very day. Oh, hallelujah! I'm so glad for that. And He's still speaking to us of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, isn't He? Praise His wonderful name. I'm so glad for that this morning. So just before we sing again, I'll make an announcement, and I want to bring a few prayer requests. Will you just stand with me? I want to bring these at in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to be delivered from depression, nerves, heavy medication, etc. Pray for Patty. She's had a real struggle down this line, and we know that He's the healer of every sickness. This He came to the world to do. There was a time when at evening, as the sun was setting, they brought unto Him all the sick and all those that were possessed of demons. And it says, He healed them, everyone. Praise the Lord. So that's the way we want to look. This is just one of the many sicknesses that plague humanity. The second one is, Brother Crafton Lewis requests prayer for his wife, in whom the doctor has found a touch of diabetes. Also, he requests prayer for the safe delivery of their new baby, which is expected in a few weeks' time. Brother Crafton Lewis, who is doing a splendid work, fitting into his ministry just wonderfully, and laboring in the island of St. Vincent, may God bless him and his dear wife this morning. Remember Sister Ernie Osman in Saskatoon suffering with cancer, and whoever brought the request already says thank you. We'll remember Sister Osman this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Would you please pray for Brother Gordon Hyatt of the Devlin Assembly? He has been ill and may have to have surgery. Sister Ann Chewy asked for prayer, a pain in her chest and down her arm. Brother and Sister Kotcher, yes, that is. Please pray for my uncle, Doug Chester, who is an alcoholic. He wants to quit badly but can't under his own will. Thank you, Ralph Shalm, I guess it is. Please pray for my brother Lloyd Lachlan in the Foothills Hospital, who has multiple sclerosis. He wants to be a complete man. He can't walk or see. Has been in the hospital since October. Thank you again, Sister Betcher. Sister Betcher was the sister that we prayed for the other night, and she has a brother in the Foothills Hospital in Calgary suffering from multiple sclerosis. He wants to be a complete man. He wants to walk. He's been in the hospital since October. That doesn't make any difference with God, does it? Praise God. There's going to come the day when your health will spring forth speedily and your darkness will be as the noonday. Praise God. Brother York just reminded me to ask for those keys, concerning those keys for that cabinet up in the recording room. They are missing, and they've only got the one key. They had to take the door off its hinges, and so it's... If anybody knows where those keys are, if you don't know where they are, maybe you should pray. Maybe it could be like Saul's donkeys. You could find them again, eh? There'll be somebody who'll come and say they're found. I mean, this is an important thing. I believe that God can do these things, don't you? I believe He can find those keys. And if I don't believe that He can find those keys, I may not be able to believe for these things. But I don't mean to be foolish. I'm not foolish, but I believe that we should learn to trust God in little things. And if we don't learn to trust God in little things, we may never learn to trust Him in the big things. And I tell you, there's some mighty big things that are showing on the horizon before us. When you realize the whole world is actually looking our way, it literally staggers me. It really does. But praise God, God is in the midst of His people, and He's given us exceeding great and precious promises. I believe that He will fulfill everyone. I think of that statement. I said this to one of the folks that were prayed for the other day. Sometimes after you're prayed for, it seems almost like an impossibility. But the Apostle Paul was on the Mediterranean Sea, and a tempestuous storm arose, and for days the old tempest just blew, and the ship was in danger being broken up any minute. And then there was one night the angel of the Lord stood by Paul, and he told him, he said, there'll be no loss of life. He said, the ship will finally get wrecked and be broken up, but he said, there'll be no loss of life. But in the natural, Paul had no guarantee of that. They're still out in the middle there, and it looks like it could break up every minute. But this is what he said. The angel of the Lord stood by me this night, and I believe that it shall be even as it was told me by the angel. Not only the angel, but the Spirit of God has stood by us during these days and has told us that He will bring these things to pass. And I believe this morning that it will be even as it was told us. May God bless you to believe that way this morning. I was asked prayer for a little fellow by the name of Michael Robb, and he's blind and paralyzed. I forgot when Sister was telling me all that, there was another thing. But anyway, I remembered the two. His mother is a Christian, and she appealed to this body to pray for her little son. I wonder if we could just do that this morning as well, as I hope someone, I hope you can remember all these requests as I have related them to you this morning. I'm going to ask Brother Berg if you'll just come this morning, Brother Berg, and pray for these requests. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all look to the Lord this morning. Let's be as one body, just reaching out to Him this morning. Cross the intervening spaces and bring to pass. God wants to do these things. If you want to see them happen this morning, if you want to see the sick relieved, God wants to do it far more than you do. Remember that this morning as you take them before Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Father,
oh, hallelujah.
We just seem to be plagued with so many things from time to time. But Father, we have a tremendous assurance in our hearts this morning.
Hallelujah.
Those things that we ask of Thee that Thou wilt perform. We thank You, Lord, this morning for hearing our prayers in days gone by and for the many people that You have touched by Your Spirit. We thank you, O God, for those who were touched by thy healing power. Even the other day as we laid our hands upon them and prayed, and you did touch them. We thank you this morning for Sister Betcher that came up here, and this morning we see her working over in the kitchen. We thank you, Lord, for thy touch upon her and all the others that were here. And our confidence in thee, O God, has increased so much in the last few days that we know that whatsoever we ask of thee, believing that thou wilt do it. O our God, thou seest this company of thy people. Lord, their hearts are lifted unto thee, and we know, Lord, that there are many things upon their hearts this morning that haven't been expressed. But, O God, we know their hearts are going out to thee and calling unto thee that thou wouldst hear and answer their prayers. Father, there are many families that are broken up, children that are not walking in the ways of the Lord thy God. And so, Lord, we just pray this morning that somehow your Spirit will take hold of those wayward ones and somehow draw them unto thyself. Lord, we know this is the heart cry of many, and I pray this morning that you will just answer their prayer. For did you not say in your word that whatsoever we desire, and when we pray, if we would only believe, then we would receive that thing that we desire. And we desire these things, Lord, with all of our hearts. Father, we remember our dear Patty Neal this morning. Lord God, how we have enjoyed our fellowship with her and some of the things that she has written for the benefit of all the body of Christ. Lord God, this morning, just lay your hand upon her and deliver her from those drugs and that depression that is upon her. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke that thing that takes a hold of her from time to time. Lord God, and give her that victory this morning. Oh God, I pray that over the miles, the Spirit and the power and the authority of this meeting shall go unto her and set her completely free. For Lord, you have told us that the day of deliverance is at hand, that the prison doors are open. Praise God, the shackles are falling off from thy people. And I pray, my Father, this morning, that those shackles that bind this woman shall loose her and let her go. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember Sister Ernie Osmond, Lord. Lord, we know the suffering and the heartache that that woman has had over the past number of years. And all our hearts go out to her this morning. My Father, I just pray that you would lay your hand upon her and destroy that cursed thing that has taken hold of her body. Oh, God Almighty, be very near to her even at this very moment and whisper in her ear and tell her, oh, God, that she shall live and not die. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Crafton Lewis down there in the islands. Father, we thank you for him. We thank you for his wife. We thank you for those things that you've done for them. We bless them now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, that diabetes that has come upon her body, we pray, Lord, this morning that you will just cause it to leave. And Lord, this a child that is being formed within her, may it come forth normal and in full health and strength.
Amen.
And the mother as well. God Almighty, we lay her at your feet this morning, my Father. And we just ask that you'll perform that thing that we so desire within our hearts. Father, we would remember Brother Hyatt. Lord, how faithful that man has been over the many years. God Almighty, I do pray that whatever that thing is, that is upsetting his body. Lord, as we have been told here in these meetings, that body belongs to you. And we do not want to see it destroyed and mutilated. God, make him perfectly whole and well. Lord, that he may honor and glorify thee in his body. Plant faith within his heart this day with all his people that are standing before thee, my Father, and grant to him the deliverance that his heart longs for. Oh, hallelujah, Sister Chewy, we remember her too. Lord, we thank you for the way that you touched her here in the meeting one day as she took that heart attack. My God, I pray that you'll just continue that healing and make her every whit whole. Take away the pain in her chest and in her arm and make her perfectly normal. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, praise God! Praise God! Lord, this man by the name of Doug Chester, was overtaken by that terrible thing of alcohol. Oh, how this thing has gripped so many in these days. My God, I pray this morning that somehow you will go to that man and just touch him by your Spirit. And somehow, in a way that you only can do it, Lord, work a work in his life that he may be delivered from this thing and that his life may be given wholly unto thee. God, minister to him this morning hour, we do pray in the name of Jesus. Hyde Laughlin. Lord, this thing of multiple sclerosis that seems to destroy a body inch by inch, little by little, just a long, lingering thing that just seems to destroy a man's life. My Father, because of the faith of our sister and this sister of this man, I pray, Lord, that you would lay your hands upon him. Lord, let him lift his hands unto thee. Lord, and praise thee and thank thee and give honor and glory to thy name. Bless him and touch him, Lord God Almighty. Oh, we commit all these things into your care and into your keeping. This request of Sister Booker's.
Yes, amen.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It seems such a hard thing to ask of thee. But Lord, you opened the eyes of the blind when you walked upon this earth.
Amen.
Lord, you touched the halt and the blind and the maimed and the dumb and the deaf, Lord, you touched them all.
Amen.
The woman that was bowed down for 18 long years, Lord, all she had to do was touch the hem of your garment, and the virtues of healing went right through her whole body and cleansed her completely. Oh, God, then it is no hard thing for you to touch the eyes of the blind and to allow them to see. God Almighty, do this thing for us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And let that faith spring up in every heart this morning. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. I said, what in the world is wrong with us? I said, we've asked God to touch this woman, and here we are, long-faced and heavy-hearted as though she had died. We have asked God to heal her. Let's believe that he has. Let's get to our feet and begin to thank God.
And this is the way sometimes we are. We ask God for something and then we don't believe him. These things that God has set before us this morning, they are heavy and they are real. To those people that have asked, let us believe God. Let us rejoice in God. Let's thank God because he has heard our cry. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Praise the God of our salvation. Praise the God that gives us life and healing.
Caused me to remember this morning the request for a brother. It wasn't written. Hadn't remembered it at the moment. But Brother Nanskeville is here in these meetings this morning. Here's a brother that has had good health over 70-some years of his life. He has labored faithfully at his work, done it very efficiently, been a faithful father of the flock in the area where he was. And recently he was stricken with an ailment. He wasn't sure just what was wrong. And when he went to the doctor told him just straight he's got a real bad heart. But God knows how to touch hearts, doesn't he? And so, our brother, I'm sure that the reason that he hasn't come in these meetings, I know our brother for many years. He's a man that will never intrude in the place if he felt somebody else needed something worse than he did. But he's here this morning, and we're not even going to ask him to come because God will touch him where he is. But we're going to ask you to extend your hand this morning to him. Raise your hand and extend it on behalf of our brother this morning, and let's look to God, and let's not only ask, but let us, as our brother said, let's thank God for a complete recovery for our brother this morning. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Reach down to us even now, dear Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But there's a verse to that that one of the sisters received in the move of the Spirit. I can't remember now who it was. This is a song that was given to someone outside of the move of the Spirit, at least as near as we know outside of the move of the Spirit. And it's a wonderful song. But God gave to one of the sisters a verse that goes like this. He rose again that glorious morning. He conquered sin, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. Arise, ye saints, receive your victory. It was not death, but life our blessed Savior gave. Let us sing that, shall we? That's the verse. Rose again that glorious morning. He He rose again that glorious morning. Do you know it, Sister Hinchliffe? Conquer death, hell, and the grave. Arise, ye saints, receive your victory. It was not death, but life our blessed Savior gave. Oh, let it grip us this morning. He didn't give death. He gave life. Hallelujah. Receive your victory. Receive that life this morning. Sing it with me, will you? He rose again.
of Jesus is in this place. Oh, my friend, he is so near that we could touch him. His dear presence is so
Sometimes we look at the blind eyes and we say, Lord, it's not possible. We look at the limbs that just won't stand straight and say, God, we don't see how it can happen. I long for the day that when we pray, we'll see those things straighten out before our eyes. And my understanding of the man that wrote this song was that he was blind, but I'm not sure. But the name is Nothing is Impossible. And I'd like to sing it for you. The words came to me so clearly this morning as we were praying for the sick. I read in the Bible the promise of God that nothing for him is too hard. Impossible things he has promised to do. If we faithfully trust in his word, nothing is impossible if you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible if you're trusting in his word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? So put your trust in God alone and stand upon his word. Then everything, yes, everything, yes, everything is possible. The word of the Lord is an anchor secure when winds of uncertainty blow. Though man in his weakness may falter and fail, his word will not fail. When you put your trust in God, nothing is impossible when you put in his word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and stand upon His word. Then everything, yes, everything, yes, everything is possible. Impossible things are not known unto Him. He made us, He ruleth the earth. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Before Brother Livingston speaks to us this morning, Patty wants to sing to us, "Victory in Jesus, My Savior Forever." You just keep in the spirit of reverence and really looking to God this morning, both as Patty sings and as Brother Livingston speaks to us. It is the responsibility of the one that ministers to be led by the Spirit of God and to do the job God gives them to do. It's your responsibility and mine to be in the Spirit in order that it will go out unhindered. So let's just remember that this morning. Praise.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on the Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood. gates of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day we'll sing up there that song of victory.
Now, in some ways, I'm a little surprised at being up here this morning. When I ate breakfast, I never had any idea I'd be here because I've been enjoying the meetings to the full. They were so wonderful that the last couple of days I've been telling God that if He just wanted to forget about me and kept that flow coming, why, it was all right with me. And nothing seemed to be moving. I read yesterday morning how the Spirit of God used to come and move on Samson. He never actually did anything till the Spirit of God began to move on him. Then, bless God, when he felt the Spirit of God begin to move, he realized that there was very little, if any, that God couldn't do when the Spirit of God was moving on him. I thought it was quite a wonderful thing when Brother Holt talked a little while the other morning about the moving of the Spirit and its connection with your feelings. I've always said this, and some stressed the day would come when feelings would be gone, we'd know everything. It was going to have to be a tremendous change in my makeup before I was going to be able to function under those circumstances. Because the moving of the Spirit has been something that, to me, seemed to guide you. And if it wasn't moving, why, there wasn't much use for you to move. But if the Spirit of God began to move and the wonderful things of God began to flow, well, then it seemed to sanction to me that that you might be the party that God wanted to use. And this morning, after breakfast, I went in and just picked up my Bible and began to read a little for as much as anything else for my own edification. And a few things seemed to, I began to warm to my heart, and then quite a few things seemed to come that seemed to fit in with what Brother Terry ministered last night. And I began to wonder if it was going to be my lot to speak. But I actually was hoping that it would be a couple of days before it come. I like to have a little time to add and meditate and let God fill in and so forth. But it just seemed like that, though I told nobody, they harassed me this morning and wanted to know if I was ready. And so I told them I'd stand ready, and if nobody else was, felt like it, why, I would endeavor to speak. Now, you pray for me this morning. I don't know how long I'm going to speak to you. I know God is going to have to be very good and be very wonderful with His anointing and freedom in the Spirit if I am going to speak very long to you. I like the things fresh. I never like too much of a smell of the keg, and it's sure not going to be there this morning, because an hour ago there just seemed nothing moving. But God is wonderful, and he may have some things that he would like to share with you this morning by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that if that is the mind of God, that you will be with me, and that I will be able to yield to the anointing and the Spirit of God to bring those things that he may have that could enrich your experience in Christ. This morning, I'll maybe just start just where I got some trinkets here. I don't know if some of this stuff is brought up here. It may be like what Brother Wilf Larkin said to Al and I once when we took a load of stuff up to his auction block. He said, "You sure you boys didn't miss the turn down here?" He meant the one going to the garbage. And maybe some of this stuff that comes up here, you maybe make the wrong, miss the right turn. Now, in the book of Colossians, we're going there to start. I was going to start reading in the 9th verse, but maybe we'll go back and start at the very first. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. It's quite a thing the way the apostle Paul had that made so real to him that he never seemed to be very shaky about making that statement. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, or Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at close, grace be unto you. I may speak a certain amount on grace, the grace that belongeth unto you, the grace that is yours, the grace that is yours in abundance at the very hour that we find ourselves in. But for now, I'm just going to mention that as we go by. And peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I just can't pass that. When I thought of Sister Patty Neves this morning, my goodness, I trust the day will soon come when these things that seem to be able to come and tantalize and torture the children of God, where there will be such a banner raised up, such a wall by the Spirit built around them, that they will be immune and exempt from the likes of that. Oh, bless God, let us believe and believe largely this morning. That is one of the things I think God is going to move me into as I speak to you. God doesn't speak in any little terms. He always speaks in abundance. He has actually done nothing in little terms. He has done everything in great abundance. I was thinking this morning, I think I mentioned this somewhere I was before, not too long ago, that we that have come through the 30s, we may many times mention it because we know that from one angle it has done something in our lives that hath been very precious and valuable. But you know, when we go out in one part of the thing that God has for us, sometimes I wonder if it is actually an indebtedness to us. Because to live back there, you had to be very careful if you were not going to be snowed under, sort of to speak. You had to come to a place where you made little go a long ways, and sometimes it is hard to get away from that. And sometimes we may take it right into the realm of the Spirit. But in God, when He begins to deal in the realm of the Spirit, He's not dealing in the 30s. Bless God, He deals in the realm of abundance. There's no place in that that speaks of that that belongs unto Him and belongs unto the realm of the Spirit, where He speaks in any form of being stinted. He speaks in abundance. We shouldn't think, how blessed God, like it's been mentioned this morning, and I know we do at a great extent, we shouldn't think in the terms of anything being too hard for Him, because there is nothing too hard for God. Blind eyes are no more of a problem to Him than a bit of fever. The problem is actually with us. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have for all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherefore of ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. Now, maybe you're going to deal with a certain line of hope, because it plays a tremendous part in our experience. I couldn't help but think, when our brother was speaking last night, and speaking about those that were contented and testified that they had no need. You know what Paul says? He says, we are saved by hope. But what a man hath, why doth he hope for? You've already got something. You don't hope for that anymore. Even the millionaire, when he gets his first million, he doesn't hope for his first million anymore. He begins to look for the second one. Now, if he is satisfied with the first million, well then, that would be the extent of his expanding. People are not like that in the natural. You will find when a man gets his first, then, bless God, he just opens up his sights and he begins to shoot for another one, or he begins to shoot for a billion. And Paul says that we are saved by hope, but if a man has it, there's no need for him hoping for it any longer. But that hope, bless God, is the thing that carries him on to the goal and on to the goal and on to the goal, develops patience and grace and the likes of that, as he continually reaches out to possess the thing that God has shown him that is his in the realm of the Spirit. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, or in the realms of the heavenlies, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit. Ah, bless God. An orchard is no good to anyone unless it bringeth forth fruit. The orchard that God has planted and is planting, bless God, is of no value to him whatsoever unless as he visits it, he finds it loaded and hanging over, and the abundance of the fruit that belongeth, bless God, unto the orchard of God. That is something that God actually expects of us, is that by the glorious working of the Holy Spirit, it will bring forth, as you walk in that realm, as you partake in that realm, bless God, as you feast on it, that it will bring forth the fruitage according to the experience, praise God, that you have entered into. Brother Hunt here, he loves to see fruit on trees. It gives him a great joy to see it there, even if he maybe even forgets it's there afterwards. Yes, sir, the very just joy of seeing it on the trees seems to do it. And God, bless God, loves to see the fruitage on the trees, so to speak, that he has planted. No. Oh, praise God, praise God. Which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. Now we're going to get into what I kind of thrilled me this morning. For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with all the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. It's warm, you excuse me. I'm going to take my coat off. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now he says, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Since the brethren have come back, have mentioned the tremendous amount of prayer that seems to be going up over where they were in Korea, it may help some of us to understand the writings of Paul a little more. I've often wondered how in the world he got in time to do all the things he did and yet seem to remember so many in prayer. And to desire that ye might be filled with all the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Here is something that God, by the Spirit, put in the heart of the Apostle Paul to actually ask for them. And if he put it there to ask for them, there should be nothing wrong with us being able to ask for ourselves the thing, bless God, that he had here on his heart. Now I took and circled all the alls that were in the next few verses. They're very, very plentiful. He says, and he desired that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. Oh, my goodness. How short sometimes we wonder that we must go when there is abundance right there for us. How clear the will of God should seem to us according to this scripture. As he desired that they would might be filled with all the knowledge of his will. Not some of the knowledge, but all the knowledge of his will. And spiritual understanding. Oh, bless God. Oh, bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Oh, bless God. Yea, oh. Before us. Yea, he would like to spread yea, a table before his children. Yea, he will spread a table before thee. Yea, that thou shalt come and sit and feast at. Yea, and thou wilt feast of the good. Now this, O my little ones, that the Lord God, yea, is abundantly able to spread before thee, yea, all that thou hast need of. Yea, did not the prophet Isaiah cry forth and say, come, yea, O come all ye that are thirsty, yea, and come all ye that are hungry, yea, come thou and drink. Come thou and partake, forget, yea, the realm of the natural, where thou must possess and have that that will cause thee to have purchasing power with the Lord God. Yea, dost say unto thee, O my children, come thou, yea, break thou away, yea, and come thou away from that that doth rob thee, yea, and cause thee to be lean in the things of God, and come thou and partake richly, yea, of that that God has for thee. For yea, I say unto thee, I shall set a table before thee, and it will cause thy heart to rejoice, and will cause thee that thou will be fat and flourishing, yea, in the things of the Spirit. O my children, know thou this, did I not speak to thee, yea, many years ago, and did I not say unto thee that I was going to restore all the things that had been taken away, like unto that that was taken by the cankerworm and the caterpillar and so forth, that I was coming and I was going to restore it back to my church, yea, that I would give back unto the church the nine gifts of the Spirit, and I would give it unto them by the Spirit of prophecy, that I would put upon those that I would choose, yea, and that thou would receive the glories of that belonged unto him that walked the earth. And men said, yea, never man spake like this man. Yea, never man taught like this man. This man teaches with authority, not like the scribes and the Pharisees. Yea, O my little ones, know thou this, that the Lord God will spread out before thee that thou can partake of. Yea, and thou shalt partake, and thou shalt be fat, and thou shalt be flourishing. Yea, O hunger thou not for the natural things. Yea, hunger thou not for that is temporal. Yea, that shall pass away. But hunger thou for that, yea, that doth belong unto the realm of the eternal. Yea, that shall not pass away. That shall be built into thee. Yea, and it shall be built into thee. Yea, and it shall be lasting. O thou flesh that is spoken of, yea, as grass and as flowers that flourisheth for a short time and then doth vanish away in the heat of the day and doth destroy it. Yea, I say unto thee, O my people, the Lord God would have thee to partake of that, and so thou wilt become one that shall not vanish away, yea, that nothing can take thee from thy place, and that the Lord God will fill thee, yea, with that he hath for his own, yea, that thou might speak as the very oracles of God, that thou might speak as one that hath received of the wisdom of God, that thou might speak as one that hath been endued with the very knowledge of God, and that thy faith, yea, will rise up, and that thou wilt speak, yea, and things will come to pass. O my people, enter thou in, yea, and enter thou into thy ministry, enter thou into the place that God hath for thee. Yea, and as the writer here said, enter thou, yea, into the knowledge of the will of God, and that thou might be able to partake, yea, of his wisdom, and that thou might be able to draw from his knowledge, yea, and that thou may be able, yea, to cope with that shall lie before thee. Bless God. All you have to get is a little touch of God, and you begin to realize how much more is out there. Yes, sir. Terry sang last night about people being filled and satisfied. Oh, bless God, it's just a sign of the shortage of the visitation of the Spirit of God. Yes, sir. Oh, praise God. If there's anything in the realm of prophecy that makes me understand certain things, it's actually, it always makes me understand how much there is in God and how little our capacity is. Yeah. Oh, bless God. Strange how we're made. I couldn't help but think the other morning when Brother Holt mentioned how he was ready to curse Brother Hunt's tree over there. I'd never do that in 1,000 years. But sometimes I have a hard job not to open my car window and prophesy onto the trees, prophesy onto the hills. I was going from Calvington one time over to Sturgis, and the Spirit seemed so wonderful, and as I rode along there, the Spirit of prophecy seemed to build up and build up and build up. And at last I went ahead and I prophesied to the trees and the hills. I don't know if it made them feel better, but I felt better. Yeah. And someday when I go along that road, I may find those trees look more beautiful than any others. I don't know. Oh, bless God. I'll leave the killing of things to Brother Holt. But as much as I can, I'll give them life. Now, both is necessary. God has to kill us before he can give us life. God has so many things in his program that it just keeps us baffled. Praise God. That you might walk worthy, this is the 10th verse, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. You know, they've been talking a lot about your responsibility. God actually isn't going to open up the most precious things, precious jewels that he has onto a people without them being worthy of it. I just think of it now. Maybe Brother Wiley read this verse the other day. I didn't have a pen so I could mark one that could mark. And he was going here and there bringing forth on what was worthy. But God actually is looking for a people that will be worthy. And he says, that ye might be worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. All pleasing. I was thinking this morning, I don't know if this is what made me think of it or not. But you know, we like things that please us. A parent loves their children to do things that please them. And that is in us is just actually a reflection of that is in him. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, I guess. There is no one that can actually build you up and please you more than your own children. And there's no one that can let you go flat. And many times, just about the time that they've done something that really makes you feel happy and proud about them, that's many times a thing they do, a time they do some silly thing right afterwards that just really flattens you out. And I suppose we're the same. But God wants us to walk in a way where we're worthy and cause great joy to come to his heart. Being fruitful in every good work. being fruitful in every good work. Oh, my goodness, there is only one way that you or I have any chance whatsoever to actually fit into the things that God is asking us to do, and that is, bless God, to enter into the realm of the Spirit so that the Spirit can blend us right into the plan of God so that we can fulfill the thing He wants us to do. He's dealing with that He's going into perfection. I often say that I'll take the percentage for it. But God in the end is not going to take the percentage. He is dealing with the perfect. And as He says here, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Oh, and when I read that this morning, I couldn't help but think again of what Terry said last night about that class of people in the religious circle that will get so much, and then they are satisfied. But there is nowhere in the Word of God when God seems to be dealing with His people when He speaks in that term. And increasing in the knowledge of God. I may have said this to you before, but you know, the person in life that actually gains and grows in whatever they're in and develops is the person that always sees the possibilities of learning more about what he's doing. Yeah. I read when old Gordie Howe must have been well over 40 then, and he said he still learned new things about hockey every season. Where many kids had years and years before that knew all that there was to know. And in that God is taking us into, oh, bless God, George, when you were speaking yesterday morning, I began to feel, instead of knowing everything that I had, knew nothing. I don't know how much more God has actually revealed to us. Yes, sir. It's a wonderful thing that just about the time, maybe unconsciously, you begin to figure that you have everything kind of hemmed in a little, that God comes on the scene and actually knocks the pillars down and spreads that out so that you begin to realize that there's much more. Much more. Strengthened with all might. Now, bless God. Oh, I better watch her. I'll have that whistle that he had her. That whoosh he had her. Terry had last night at times when he had. Oh, I hope this thrills you. When it's speaking in terms of all. Ah, you dwellers of the 30s, rise up, bless God. Rise up and bless God and enter into the realm that belongs unto the children of God, where He doesn't speak from any stinted the line whatsoever, where boundaries are not set there by Him, but bless God, He speaks of the abundance of all. God has manifested that all over. He just lavishes things. Yeah. He lavishes the trees with leaves. He lavishes fruit gardens with the fruitage. And yet, you know, the glorious part about God, he can lavish and he can lavish and he can lavish, and yet there's nothing wasted. No. What isn't used up just decays and goes back as fertilizer or is burnt, and as Brother Hunt said one time, what is burnt out here in garbage might be feeding the gases from it might be feeding the fruit trees in California. But God speaks in terms of greatness. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Oh, bless God. Oh, bless God. Oh, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God. Oh, bless God, yea, thou that seeth not, yea, thou that doth limit the working of the Spirit of God. Know thou this, know thou this, that God, yea, God, hath all power, yea, hath all might, yea, hath all authority, yea, O thou glorious Christ, yea, that did humble thyself, yea, and come down, yea, and took on the form of a servant, yea, and did humble thyself even unto the death, yea, thou hast been lifted, yea, and thou hast been placed high above all principalities and all powers and all dominion, yea, O thy throne, thy glorious throne, yea, dost set on the very top of the highest mountain, yea, of rulers, yea, of authority, O thou, glories of glories, yea, let thy strength be poured out unto thy people, let thy might be granted unto them, yea, that they might rise up a mighty army, yea, equipped, yea, to cope with all that they stand in their way. O thou valley of dry bones, yea, O thou valley of dry bones, that hath felt the glory of the sinews coming on to thee, yea, shake thou this morning, shake thou this morning, let the winds of heaven blow upon thee, and let the shaking come, yea, and rise thou up, O rise thou up in mighty power and glory and majesty, for the Lord God hath spoken, yea, and it shall come to pass, yea, O thou children of God, know thou this, that God hath ordained to pour out upon his people all his glory, his power, yea, that they might be able to display, yea, that God doth show forth the glory of God, yea, did not Christ say, all power is given unto me, and heaven and earth, go ye forth and preach the gospel, yea, go thou forth, and go thou forth in the authority of the Spirit, knowing that the Lord God shall stand behind thee, for he hath called thee, yea, he hath anointed thee, and he shall open up unto thee that the Lord God hath for thee to understand. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah! Amen, bless God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be afraid to shout. Bless God. Sometimes you clap your hands for some little chorus, but oh, bless God. The very gates of heaven are opening up unto you. The voice of heaven doth speak unto you this morning. You rejoice in that God hath for you, because he is ready to pour out the former and the latter rain. Bless God in the month that thou findest thyself in. Hey, hallelujah! 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 Amen! Bless God! Amen! Amen! Oh, bless God! Amen. Oh, bless God! He shook up with little things, but I have a feeling, bless God, that God really wants to somehow shake you up and have you understand some of the things that really belong unto you. Through the inheritance, bless God, that he's purchased for you. Oh, may God pour himself upon us
I saw that sickness will flee. I praise God. Nerves will be strengthened. I bless God. Bodies will be renewed. Praise God. That we begin to put on, bless God, the glorious, incorruptible body that belongs unto Him. George mentioned about these bodies being his yesterday morning. Bless God, if they're his, then bless God, let us enter into that. That will make them like unto his glorious body. I'd love to see the Spirit of God poured out on the children of God in such a way that they'd be scared, bless God, to use this body in a way that would dishonor them. We're in an hour, bless God, when people should walk softly. I don't mean a long face. I don't mean that you won't have joy. But bless God that you will walk soberly in the things of God. And you'll weigh things that you do. A child in the natural is going to be a good child. He's going to have to desire, or she's going to have to desire to please her parents. If you're going to be a good child in God, you're going to have to walk in a way and desire to please Him. And the things that you do that you know doesn't please Him, then bless God, let the Spirit of God do a work in you so that it comes in your heart to desire to please Him. I don't know if that's down in the records to enter into the kingdom, but if it isn't, you can put it there. Oh, bless God. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. Unto all patience. Oh, boy. Unto all patience. If we have a little patience, we figure we're doing something. But God isn't going to settle in the final analysis for that. It says, unto all patience and all long-suffering. I'll put that word in there because that's what it means. Unto all long-suffering with joyfulness. Giving thanks unto God the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Yeah. I'm going to read that over to you again. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us. This is why we should give thanks on Him, because He has made us. He's in the process of making us so we fit in. That's God. That's why we should desire to yield to Him, so that He can form us. Just like the clay on the potter's wheel. That He could form us into the very vessel that was fit for His use, or He desired to have. Giving all thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Not in darkness, in light. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Now don't tell me that there are certain things that you can't overcome. You're walking on in God, because this actually says that God has given you the power beyond that, or to overcome that. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Now, I like a person that has this attitude. I never like you to see you hide behind the day you're in. You young people, don't hide behind the day you're in. It may be a terrible day, but God doesn't want you to hide behind it. He has sufficient strength and power to pour out to you
so that you can live victoriously in this day you find yourself in. And hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And now here's where he's speaking in a tense that we may not find that just seems to actually fit. And but because he knows all things and has already purchased them, why, it is at his disposal to use it that way. You may be still struggling, but he sees that he has already accomplished it for you. Furthermore, he has confidence that he can actually do what he set out to do. You know something? I'm going to turn over to Philippians for a wee bit, maybe. First chapter. I'm going to read you the sixth verse of that. Paul was writing on to the Philippian church, and he said this to them. First chapter and the sixth verse. Being confident of this very thing, you know something? If you can't speak with full assurance, you weaken that you're speaking of. Terry declared here last night that he had the nerve to present some things, and I'll tell you he did, because some of us have been almost killed for half of what he presented. But I'll tell you this, God wants you to know where you are. He wants you to know, bless God, that the thing that you are presenting, you know what you're presenting. Christ would have had no more effect than the scribes of the Pharisees if he hadn't had the authority of heaven behind him. But that's what caused them to marvel. How this carpenter's son spoke as one that had authority. My goodness, we live in a land today where all authority seems to be going. Or gone. Where the policeman is almost as scared to fulfill his duty lest he gets in more trouble than the fellow that he reprimands. Now, we live in a backward, twisted, perverse generation where they'll stand behind the culprit far faster than they'll stand behind the man that should have the authority. They'll put a government in, and they're not practically no more than put in until they begin to dictate what the government has to do, or they rise up against it. But if that God has given us has come from God, then bless God, there is an authority that goes with it. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, Paul was so sure of this and could speak with such authority that he was going to cause faith to mount up in their hearts so that they could accomplish the very thing that God had called them for. You elders, you deacons, to fulfill the office that God has given you, you need to actually be able to speak with authority so that you can cause confidence in the hearts of those you speak to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, bless God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Oh, bless God. I hope the Spirit of God so moves upon you this morning, praise God, that he will cause faith to rise up in your hearts to the extent that I don't care how many get up and present the things that are going to be hard for you and that you're going to have to struggle, Andrian, that God will place a faith in your heart so that you can rise up with great confidence and know, bless God, you're going to last to the very end. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you, because I have you in my heart. You can't do an awful lot unless you have it in your heart. You're not going to do a congregation much good unless you have them in your heart. One of the secrets of what Paul did was able to accomplish that actually God gave him a heart enlarged enough to take in all the church. Praise God. Now, I may come back to that. I don't know. There's a few other things that that I might like to touch on, but the 14th verse, in whom we have redemption, of the first chapter of Colossians again, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him shall all fullness dwell. Praise God. Where in the world does the time go? Maybe we'll go over to Peter just for a little while. I don't know why when you get up here that your time goes just like noon hour when you're working. Let's turn to 1 Peter in the first chapter in the 10th verse. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired. Now, you've been instructed a good lot in these meetings of having to put forth an effort, that you didn't just sail along into the kingdom, but that you will take the kingdom by force, so to speak, by putting forth a good honest effort and listening to the things, bless God, that is told you by the Spirit, which can improve you in whatever line the Spirit of God is speaking to you. And I read this morning. I came over here. I can't tell you really what brought me over to this part. But I got reading and I realized that back in the days of the prophets, they also didn't win their right to the kingdom without actually being diligent. I want to read this. I won't have time to maybe go into it like I would thought I might, but I'd like to read it anyhow. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired. Now, I sometimes wish I would like Brother Wager here. He can remember so many of the prophecies. Tomorrow, if you ask me what I prophesied this morning, I'd likely not be able to tell you. I've had people come and ask me about something that I prophesied and ask me about it. My goodness, I'm no Uyghur. I'd forgot I ever prophesied, let alone remember what it was. When I read this morning, I realized that the prophets, when something came, they took it very seriously. And it says they inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Oh, bless God, if there's a portion in the Scriptures that belong unto us, I often think that this portion I'm going to read to you really belongs unto us. It speaks of that glorious grace. That grace that the prophets back there that prophesied about it had a question in their minds, who actually was the Spirit of Christ that was in them, which signified these glorious things was actually speaking about. And so they inquired and they sought diligently that God would reveal whether they were the ones that were really going to enter into the promise in its fullness at that time, or whether it was for another people. Searching what or what manner of time. Yeah, they just didn't leave it and say, oh, that's all right. But they searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. When I read that this morning, I circled that little word it. Brother Wiley spoke to you, and I really appreciated what he said on the translations. When I read this morning, I wondered when they translated it, if they were very satisfied. But I think one thing they didn't want you to think was that they were speaking in the realm of the spirit of the prophet, of the man. But they wanted you to realize that it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking. And so maybe they used a clumsy term, we might say that. But I wouldn't be surprised that they used the term that they felt impressed would actually convey closest to what they really felt in their spirit that actually fit there. I liked what Brother Wiley said about translations. When I read a thing in a translation, I don't care what translation it is. I want it to cause, in a sense, the babe within me to leap. I don't care how nicely it's worded or anything else. That doesn't appeal to me. But I want it, bless God, to witness with my spirit that whoever translated it had a knowledge of what the man that spoke it by the Spirit actually was sensing when he was prophesying it or writing it. Praise God. When it testified, or the Spirit testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and of the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, They did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. Oh, bless God. I love some of these things. I sure do. Because, bless God, there's nowhere here Peter writing or speaking and somebody taking it down, or however they worked it, where he left any loophole whatsoever for the mind of man to have any part in it. Yes, sir. He spoke of it being come by the Spirit of Christ which was in them, And then when he spoke about the message of the gospel, he just didn't leave it for that men preached it on them, but he spoke definitely of it coming by the Holy Ghost, which come down from heaven. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can have anything canned you like, but as far as I'm concerned, it's of little value. Yes, sir. You could speak the most flowery, well-arranged message, and yet it'll fall at your feet, praise God, if it hasn't actually been inspired by the Spirit of God. Yes, sir. That you speak, I don't care how well you have it formed, but if it isn't by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and by the revelation of the Spirit of God, it will come to naught. Yes, sir. When it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that shall follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things angels desire to look into. Oh, bless God. As Brother Wiley showed yesterday, there's things God has reserved for us that the angels couldn't enter into. And here's one thing. But oh, bless God, they would long to. Yes, sir. It's sometimes like we that can't sing. We actually like to. My brother-in-law who couldn't sing said to me one time, isn't it a funny thing? He said, a lot of people can sing, may sit there and not sing. And he said, some of us would love to be able to sing. We have to sit there and not sing because we can't sing. But we'd love to do it. Maybe I said that in such a way you don't understand what I said, but and I hope you got it. And I hope you realize something else. That the angels will not be held responsible because of not entering in because they couldn't. But those that could have entered in and don't will be held responsible. Yes, sir. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that shall be brought unto you at the revelation or the revealing of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God, that is actually what is taking place. Our Christ is revealing himself unto his people. We're sharing in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And if that is right, then bless God, the abundance of the grace that the prophets prophesied about back there is for us today. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Let the moving of the Spirit be upon you. Let the blessing of God be your portion. Let the Spirit of God direct you in that God has for you. Praise God. And let the Spirit of God bring you alive and cause you to be a blessing in the earth. I just think of something now. I'll pick it up. I'm going to read it to you. It may seem a little off line, but when I was working in the borders here before camp, there was one day that this scripture kept coming to me and coming to me. And it came to me now again, and so I'm going to read it to you. Over in the 11th chapter of Proverbs, the 24th and 25th verses, I believe I'll read. There is that that scattereth, and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meat, and it tendeth to poverty. I couldn't seem to get away from that verse. It seemed to be with me so much of the time. There is that that scattereth, and yet increaseth. And as I was meditating on it, it seemed to keep coming to me, I begin to realize that this took place in more than just in dollars and cents. I begin to realize that in your experience, in the things that come your way, in the things that you have an opportunity to either fulfill or not fulfill in your even in your everyday life, actually comes into this category. I couldn't help but think of some that I've noticed throughout the years. They just seem to do pretty well everything that come in their way, so that you wondered how in the world they ever found strength to do it. But you know, God has blessed them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I was thinking of one party and especially, and oh, there's many, many I could think of. And as far as I know, from near the very first of the camps, that party is poured himself out in every way. But when I thought over it, boy, bless God, I couldn't help but think and realize that God had blessed him. Now, there is that scattereth. You take a person with holes and they're scared to do this because they're not going to receive anything by it. They may not receive anything by it, but they'll be the loser. But the fellow that just goes ahead, bless God, and does it because it's there to be done, why, bless God, he's going to be the one that is going to gain. Now, in your experience, don't withhold. I know it's a problem sometimes to know whether you are even to minister or not. I think it's something that we should ask for God for a lot of guidance. I have found this sometimes when I'm sitting in a meeting and something begin to come, and I might wonder if I was supposed to, God is beginning to put something in my heart to speak on, and I might hold it there. But sometimes when you held it there, why, afterwards the opportunity didn't come. And you realize that maybe God was just moving on you, wanting to prophesy. If you'd gone ahead and prophesied when the spirit of prophecy was on the people, it would not likely hurt if you did have to go and speak on it afterwards. You'd have just maybe introduced your sermon. I like people to be careful, but sometimes maybe we can be too careful. Don't worry about wasting your body away. You'll never run short. As has been said before, you're better to rust out than to wear out than to rust out. But bless God, the God we serve is the one that's able to quicken and is able, praise God, to bless and return the increase for the scattering. Praise God. I see it's 12 o'clock now. Praise God. I trust that God has brought to you the things He had on His heart. I can't apologize because I didn't have time to get things well arranged, and so I just trust the way they came was the way He wanted them. And the things that He had for you were brought, and the things He didn't want were left out. If I said anything that would be not of His Spirit, I hope it just falls to the ground. But that that was spoken by the Spirit of God, I hope it is planted in your heart, that it can bring forth of the fruit that God has for to be brought forth in the hearts and the lives of the children of God. Praise God.
I'll just step out into the aisle and And we'll all just sing to you, God be with you till we meet again. Okay, Brother Berg says, just before you move, when we're closing, let the waiters get out, those that are working in the kitchen, let them get out so you don't jam the way, and then you'll get dinner quicker that way. We meet again. We're going to meet with them, various of the brethren that will be traveling. We're going to meet with them again in Jamaica. But I thank God today for Brother and Sister Brown, who have meant so much to us in the last year, and who have not only opened their hearts, but opened the church to the message of the kingdom. God will be with them. God will be with us as we meet again somewhere on Jamaica's shores. And God will further the gospel of the kingdom, I believe, to the ends of that island. Sing with all your heart to them, God be with you till we meet again. God.
God bless you, dear brothers and sisters. It's great in my heart to leave you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord
God. You've got to forgive me for crying like a baby, but I'm not a person that cries very often. But I feel the love of God and the spirit of the body of Christ. And there just can't be anything more great on earth than to be a part of the great family of God. On the behalf of the wife and myself, we appreciate your hospitality and your brotherly and sisterly love and smiles and shake hands and hugs. That just stay with us. Will you pray for us as we go back to our task there in Jamaica, that the Lord will let his kingdom flow continually in that side of the world. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. As the kitchen help goes now, let
we meet.
God bless you. You're dismissed.